Hey everybody, I've managed to find somebody else that I can chat to because sessions don't really start until 1:30. So I'm trying to walk around the hallways and find really interesting people. And just yesterday I was talking about Car2Go, should I say, which I haven't seen anywhere else. And I know that in Austin, in March of this year, when I was at South by Southwest, they were sort of piloting the idea and getting it out there. I've just come across a guy called Ryan Battle. And he has something quite interesting that I hadn't even considered for a smart car because I wouldn't even thought it was possible. Ryan, hello.
How you doing?
Nice
Pleasure
to meet
to
you.
meet you.
So tell me a little bit about you and tell me a little bit about this idea that you've crafted out of the Car2Go being in Austin.
Okay, so my name is, of course, Ryan Battle. I have a history in software design and systems development. So I've been working in that arena for several years. I recently got laid off, if you will, from that job and decided that it was time to endeavor into an idea of my own. So, as you said, Car2Go came here in March. And I, you know, if you see these little cars on the street, and you're like, what are those? And you start engaging with them. And then you start to try and figure out, well, how can this new form of transportation really help people?
How can you integrate that? How can you integrate that in your day-to-day, basically?
Right, right. And as a bicycle commuter, I was like, okay, this seems perfectly reasonable that I would want to, at some point in time, during a week or a month when it's raining or when I have something else to do that I need to get across town real quickly, that I would need to attach my bicycle to one of these little cars. But there is no way to attach your bicycle to these little cars. There's no bike racks on them. There's a hatch, but you'd have to shove your bike in the back. And
the whole air fleet is like this, right? It's all the smart car.
It's
basically
300 cars in Austin that are uniform. They're all the same.
Right.
So you know, as Car2Go goes, their service, if they were to provide a bicycle rack on every car, that would be awesome.
Right.
But in my discussions with them, they've attempted to endeavor into that and are finding both the racks that you can put on these cars are large, exorbitantly expensive.
And they're ill-fitting for that kind of car, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you think about a Car2Go, a smart car, you know, you want light, small, quick solutions. So in talking to them, you know, I found out that they've looked at putting bike racks on cars, but are not going to do it. But I came to them with a different idea. Well, what if I could carry my bike rack in my backpack and just ride up onto one of these cars, throw my bike on in about a minute, and drive away?
Or even better than that, you could have them in the cars themselves.
Well, that's an idea, but here's their concept is free-floating.
Right.
So these cars, you just jump in wherever they are, and you leave them wherever they are.
Right.
Now, if you leave things in the car,
things get stolen.
They just have a propensity
falling
to
away.
Go away.
Right. Okay.
You know, say I forgot it, or I put it one in my bag, or I put the strap in my bag.
Right.
So they are not inclined to be leaving anything in these cars. If you ever use them, you'll notice.
Right.
There's nothing in them.
Right. They're just a basic blank canvas, basically.
Right. So knowing this going into my conversations with them and thinking about the design and how it would work and why it would work, I was thinking, okay, they don't want things to be in the car. So the likelihood that, you know, they would want to buy this and put it in every car is rather low.
Right, okay. So maybe it's some kind of, I mean, I've seen the device, and we're going to do a little bit of a video afterwards so people can physically see it. So maybe you could attach it to your bike in some way, maybe a little clip or clamp for the bike.
I could show you my drawings, right? So the thing that's uniform on bikes is the water holders,
right?
So there's those little things. So
nice.
Now, so we've designed a small little carry accessory to the bike carry accessory,
right?
That you can just attach where the water bottle goes, and you just put it in there, and now your bike carries it rather than you carry it.
How many discussions have you had with Car2Go on this?
Probably three sit downs and then emails.
Why have they not bought this yet? This is a fab idea.
They
have to buy this. This is a great idea, because more than anything, for PR and for people who I saw it yesterday. I saw a bus come along I saw a guy flip this thing down and put his bike on. We don't have that in the UK. We don't have anything like that.
I was just in London this year.
We don't have anything like that.
I was looking around for bike racks and stuff on
your... We don't do it.
Your double-deckers.
So, like, you literally not only bring out something innovative like the Car2Go concept in Austin, but then you actually add to it. You know, I would snap that off. If I was the PR social media guy... You know, there's going to be people in Austin that are biking everywhere, but like you, they
email
need...
Email Paul DeLong at Car2Go.
There you go. I've got the address, and I've even got it on audio as well. We're going to do a little video now to go with this, but where can we find you more information about this?
I'm putting some information out on my Twitter account at abecutter.com, okay. A-B-E-C-U-T-T-E-R.
Perfect.
Not com.
Yeah, perfect. Abe Cutter on Twitter, right?
Yeah, Abe Cutter.
So have you got any other products that are in the pipeline? Is this first of many?
We haven't even really announced this yet.
Right.
So
it's an exclusive. I'm all about
you
exclusives.
You are the first person that I have talked to outside of my circle.
That's awesome.
About it.
You don't mind me sending this to 10,000 people then?
As long as a few of them are interested in buying it.
I would think that would totally be the case. Ryan, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Thank you.